This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A senior European diplomat told Reuters Wednesday a Brexit trade deal could be imminent, raising hopes Britain and the European Union could avoid a turbulent economic rupture in just 8 days. There was no confirmation from Britain that a deal was about to be struck. The two sides have given a dizzying array of conflicting signals over recent days. An accord would ensure the goods trade that makes up half of annual EU-UK commerce, worth nearly $1 trillion in all, remains free of tariffs and quotas. Britain has detected another new variant of the coronavirus, Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Wednesday. He said both are contacts of cases who have traveled from South of Africa over the last few weeks. Hancock told a media briefing, quote, "This new variant is highly concerning because it is yet more transmissible, and it appears to have mutated further than the first new variant that's been discovered in the UK," end quote. Hancock also said Wednesday AstraZeneca has submitted a full data package about its COVID-19 vaccine to the medicines regulator. That's the next step in the journey to approval for use. Switzerland started its COVID-19 vaccine rollout Wednesday with a care home resident in her 90s becoming the first person to receive an approved shot. The woman was given the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine just 4 days after it was approved by national regulators. The Czech government Wednesday extended its state of emergency and announced tighter restrictions, including closing shops as the number of new COVID-19 cases started to soar again. The health minister told reporters the Czech Republic will move to the top tier of its epidemic system starting December 27th. This means shops selling non-essential goods will be closed and public gatherings restricted to 2 people with a curfew between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. Canada has approved Moderna as the second COVID-19 vaccine. U.S. President Donald Trump calls for changes to the $900 billion COVID relief package approved by Congress. Mr. Trump complained in a video tweeted out Tuesday night that the bill didn't deliver enough aid. It provides for a $600 payment to most Americans. Trump said he's asking Congress to, quote, increase the direct payment to Americans to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. Central Greece suffered an earthquake east of the town of Naupactos, the Athens Geodynamic Institute said Wednesday. The institute said it had a preliminary reading of 4.5 magnitude. There were no immediate reports of damage, the fire department said. 3 police officers were killed and a 4th wounded in central France Wednesday when a man opened fire as they responded to a domestic violence call, the deadliest attack in years on French security forces outside of terrorism incidents. An interior minister said the suspect was discovered dead several hours after fleeing the home in an isolated hamlet south of Clermont-Ferrand. The 48-year-old man was known to authorities for child custody disputes. Authorities say he opened fire at 2 officers who arrived at the house shortly after midnight after being alerted to a reported domestic assault. 1 was killed immediately and the other shot in the thigh before the man set fire to the house where a woman had climbed onto the roof. The woman and her child were safely rescued. 2 demonstrators were killed Wednesday in a protest outside the police headquarters in the Namibian capital, Lusaka, where the opposition leader was being interviewed, an AFP reporter said. Police arrived to break up the demonstration and shots were heard, leaving the bodies of 2 men on the ground after the crowd fled, he said. Japan's highest court has overturned a ruling blocking the retrial of a man described as the world's longest-serving death row inmate, raising new hope for the 84-year-old, his lawyer said Wednesday. Aiwao Hakamada has lived under a death sentence for more than half a century after being convicted of robbing and murdering his boss, the man's wife, and their 2 teenage children. But he and his supporters say he confessed to the crime only after an allegedly brutal police interrogation that included beatings and that evidence in the case was planted. The Central African Republic's 4th largest town, which was seized by rebels Tuesday ahead of elections this weekend, is in the hands of United Nations peacekeepers and national security forces, the UN said. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.